Psalm 125, Preface. At the happiness and the prosperity of the wicked in this world, we should not be offended, remembering that their joy will be turned into sorrow and their good days into days of mourning. This sorrowful change all those should well consider who live in sin, and it should induce them to repent and to seek the Lord while he may be found, that they might escape his temporal and eternal punishments. Turn from wickedness, ye workers of iniquity, lest divine anger arrest you in the midst of your career, and your time of grace be shortened to your everlasting destruction. But pious believers who abide in God and keep his works have this glorious comfort, that their troubles and trials shall once come to an end. Though they must sow in tears, bearing the cross of Christ, yet God will provide them all needed gifts, if not by the ton, yet by the pound, and finally their sorrows will be turned into everlasting joy. Why should those regard much the sufferings of this present time who have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and who have the promise of a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness? Be not thou envious of the wicked, neither begrudge them the transient gifts which God allows them, but be content with the guidance of thy God, not doubting that he will do by thee what is promised in the 125th Psalm. The hope of the righteous shall not be put to shame. A Song of Degrees. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Summary. Worthy of praise is the Lord our God, because he does not suffer those to be moved who trust in him and confess his truth before men. For a while God may suffer the scepter of the wicked to rule over the pious. For a while Christ may suffer the yoke of seducers and false teachers to rest heavily on the necks of his true disciples. But in due time he will break the rod of the oppressor, lest the righteous also become impatient and put forth his hand unto iniquity. But the apostates, who willfully deny the truth of God's word, forsake his ways and desert to the enemy. These shall be destroyed both root and branch. But from those who, though they are hard pressed, steadfastly look unto the Lord, from them the covenant of peace in Jesus Christ shall not be removed. Prayer. O Lord, who aforetime didst not forsake thy people, who didst often protect Zion with an outstretched arm, and didst defend Jerusalem with a mighty hand, restrain the wicked, convert the sinners, turn the hearts of our enemies, cover us with the shadow of thy wings, save thy church in these perilous times, and always grant us the enjoyment of thy peace in Jesus our Savior. Amen.